fuckers.
I know what we're doing. Nobody else,
really?
Nobody else knows what we're doing.
I don't know what the fuck we're
Heather
doing.
Heather doesn't know what the fuck
I
is going on.
I never know what we're doing.
You don't.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Jether's Random Stuff. I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather. And we
together
have...
we make
a Jether. Yes. But I also was about ready. I'm sorry. I missed my
She's
cue
so
there.
Excited.
We have a guest speaker today. A guest.
We do. And we're so excited because we have purchased a third microphone.
Oh my God, we have three. And we
Wait.
Actually have a fourth cord.
Let's high five it. You ready?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that was impressive.
That is Aaron.
There's our friend Aaron.
Hi, everyone.
We are celebrating Aaron's Boxing Day birthday.
That's right. Her birthday was yesterday.
Yes. Boxing Day is a special holiday in Canada. That is the day after Christmas, if you didn't realize this.
And we love Boxing Day in America because I think you still get presents, right? Or something.
It's mainly, it's like a black,
so
it's kind of like Black Friday.
You visit your neighbors and shit and eat.
You go shopping.
Do you?
It's the best sales.
Do you even know? I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Fuck yeah, I do. I grew up next to Canada.
All my Canadian friends, Marla, Michelle, what's Boxing Day? Why do you do
okay,
that?
Okay, you guys.
Tawny.
Yeah, you guys can correct me, but I grew up right next to Vancouver and we just went shopping on that day.
I just realized I have a lot of Canadian friends.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't know about Boxing Day.
Well, what the hell's wrong with you?
So I will... I'll find that out. I thought you guys, they just ate like, it's like Thanksgiving or something, but I could be totally, totally wrong about that.
What is the point of Boxing Day?
I don't know.
A Christmas box in Britain is a name for a Christmas present. Boxing Day was traditionally a day off for servants and the day when they received their Christmas box from the master.
Oh, okay. So you do get presents.
Thank you, Massa.
Yep.
Thank
the
you
servants
for
would
these
also
presents
go home
tonight.
On Boxing Day to give Christmas boxes to their families.
Okay.
Isn't that special?
I feel so special.
So we'll have to celebrate Boxing Day this year.
Well, who are we giving the day off? My dogs?
Well, I don't know.
Who's my servant?
Your dog is your servant.
Patron, you get the day off on the 26th of December.
Maybe we're the servants and we get the day off.
I feel like I'm more the servant of the animals than they are for me.
That's for fucking sure.
Well, then I get the day off. You guys change your own litter box
and
take your own self potty that day.
I will buy you a box of something.
Okay.
There you go.
I need to buy you a box of something.
Yeah.
Because you're the servants of your whole family.
I am. So we each need a box of something.
Like a Jolly Jingle Joy box.
Like a Jolly Jingle Joy box.
I don't know if we talked about that.
Damn
on
it.
Here. Have we talked about Jolly Jingle Joy box?
We probably did like a long time ago.
I don't think so.
No.
So
well,
I don't know.
Erin listens to all of them and she says
yes. I don't think so.
So the Jolly Jingle Joy box was named after the Fab Fit Fun box.
Oh, maybe you guys have mentioned this before
then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So I invented the Jolly Jingle Joy box because Kobe didn't always get a stocking every year.
I am the recipient of the Jolly Jingle Joy box, and it's always full of goodies.
Like it's better than any FabFitFun box
it is.
Ever.
It totally is because it's tailored to me.
Yes,
by my bestie,
and it's jolly.
So
and jingly,
it doesn't get
and joyous.
Yeah. So Miss Erin, since it's her birthday Boxing Day, has
Woo!
Some presents to open, so
I'm so
we
excited.
Thought we would open them on the podcast.
Well,
so she's gonna open them and she's gonna then describe all of the presents
and then
everybody.
Tell us how much she hates or loves them.
Okay,
here we
Patron's
go.
Patron's gonna
so
help me. I
here
think.
We go.
So the first present is
But
goodness.
It's not as good as Perla's because we didn't put the fucking picture in there.
That's okay. I still love it. It's a picture frame shaped like a bone. And it's really cute because it has like chevron print with and it's wood. It's very cute.
Yes.
It doesn't have Delilah, but it's still very, very cute.
But there
it's
is
sturdy.
A,
so.
There's
it's
a
very,
cute dog in the frame.
There's a very cute dog in the frame. The model dog is very, very cute.
This is a picture frame for Aaron's dog.
Yes.
For Delilah.
Which
or
she
Samson,
loves.
Or Samson.
I mean, or it could be with both of them.
And the next thing is a really fancy wine glass.
Two of them.
For two, there's two
so
of
that
them.
Is for you and Jason. So you guys could start partaking in your
And it's the thin lipped wine glass.
These ones, the Rito glasses.
These,
is that a
yes,
special
very
thing?
Special.
Very special.
One of the these are the elite wine glasses.
I am elite now.
Now, these ones are overtures. What that means is that they will go with any red wine. So they're not specifically for a Merlot or a Cab or a Syrah or anything like that. You can use them with any red. Once you get past these, then you start breaking you into the other ones.
If you're a wine drinker and you don't have Rito glasses, pause this podcast and go buy yourself some fucking Rito glasses.
Yes. They make a big
drink your wine out of it.
Difference.
Oh my gosh,
you will
so
thank
much
us.
Stuff in here. This must is this from you? And a visor, tightless visor, because I golf.
Yes.
I am a golfer.
And I don't I know a little bit about golfing, but I don't know massive amounts about the brands. But my husband
this is
says
a very good brand.
That this is one of the best golfing brands.
Very one of the very best.
And it shaves your face.
It's cute because she's worried about my sun exposure. Thank you so much.
I'm worried about everybody's sun
and
exposure.
And I actually love visors over hats.
Do you?
Yes.
Believe it or not, I do not own a visor.
Oh, wait. Help put it on, Aaron.
Well, because the hat, I must have a short head, so my ears don't normally fit in a hat.
That's my issue, too, because they, like, will pull them out.
Yes.
I have to, but you can buy hats that actually have the shorter
I know, the low profile.
And that's what I have.
But the visors
work.
I'm going to pose for a picture right now.
Yay!
Take us some pics. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yay! I love visors, and I needed a white one too. Yay!
And
it's
these
white.
Are from Kobe
white.
And I.
Okay, and this is a wine saver.
So these are what Stamilt Winery uses.
And they just put it over their bottle. If
you
you're
pump
not
it.
Gonna,
yeah.
You okay,
pump
you
it
pump,
to get
pump it like
out.
A given head.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, my goodness, everyone.
It's been a while since I've done that.
It.
Sorry, Thor. I'm assuming it's still done the
it's
same
a good
way.
Thing we're marked as explicit.
We're explicit. We are explicit. That was funny, though. Very funny.
Thank you.
The next thing is a card game called Loaded Kings. And you were telling me about this game.
Yeah, but do you notice something else about the card game?
Is it have a penis?
No. I mean, I don't know for sure. There could be a penis.
Oh, 2 to 10 adult players at a time. Oh, waterproof!
Yes, that's it. It's for the boat.
Oh, my gosh. Waterproof playing cards.
Hell yeah!
For my boat. Oh, you are.
Yeah.
That's special. That's paying attention to details right there, people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Heather is the most awesome gifter.
I know. I still have another gift. And then I have, a Boss Lady Stamilt shirt.
Yes.
What? OMG.
Kobe has one too, but she doesn't get hers till Christmas in the Jolly Jingle Joy box.
What?
Yay.
Spoiler. Wait, Heather, you're drinking. You'll forget.
I'm going to remember that. Stop telling me my Christmas presents.
Is that the only one you know right now?
You spent way too
Maybe.
Much money.
Maybe.
You see, you don't know all the rest.
I love it.
I
love
will
it,
know
love
by
it, love
Christmas
it.
Time.
No, you won't.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm still opening. I'm on to my next present.
Next present.
It looks as if it's a Stamilt Creek bag. It could be something else in there. You never know.
I mean,
it's fairly heavy.
It's fairly heavy.
It's fairly heavy, so it might be.
Okay. That's it's for the wine bottle.
Oh, my God. I wish you guys could see this. It's a cute little bottle cover, but it's a life jacket.
It's for
a
the boat.
Bright
it's
orange
so you go
life
down,
jacket.
The wine will float.
I'm actually going to try this on Delilah,
yeah,
too.
Be cute
because
Delilah.
How freaking cute would that be on
if
Delilah?
Your boat starts to sink is that you saved
the
wine.
Alcohol has
oh
to be saved.
Oh, my gosh. Jason's going to love that. And then it look. Oh, my goodness. It's a bottle of Ascent Columbia Valley Rosé from, of course, Stamilt.
Of course.
Wow, that's you really outdid yourself here.
And this one matches the shirt.
OMG, Boss Lady 2015
should,
Red Blend Stamilt Creek.
Life jacket on it so I can take a
picture. This is cool. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you,
Jacoby. Oh, you guys make me feel so special. I've been blessed.
I felt
thank
sad
you.
That I only brought you the teeny tiny thing yesterday.
No, it was you. No, it wasn't teeny tiny. It was a matching outfit with my dog, a t-shirt. We have matching outfits now.
It was so cute. Oh, you should send Kobe the picture and she can put that on Facebook too.
Okay. I will. Yeah, well, thank you so much. We'll get a picture and show it to you guys.
Of the wine and its life
vest.
Oh,
does it like tie on there?
And don't forget to do 5 stars on Instagram, Facebook, podcast.
Yes. Otherwise, Kobe might tell you to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, and you don't want
this
that.
Is so
no
cute.
One wants that.
Nobody wants that.
I mean, yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is adorable.
I wonder if the life vest actually works.
I can't. Oh my
gosh. Oh my god.
hold on a second.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Let me get my shoe out of the way.
That is freaking adorable.
I
holy
wish you guys
shit.
Could see this. You will see this. Log on to you'll Facebook. She's going to post that
I'm
shit.
Post that
oh
shit.
God.
Oh,
so
thank
cute.
You guys.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yay. All right, so for tonight,
let's hear this.
We don't have a topic before we got here because that's how we roll.
So I was jethers and stuff.
So thank God for Google and the internet because there's so much shit out there that
funny
there's
and
always
ridiculous
something to choose from. So I'm just gonna read the headline to this one.
Okay, let's hear this.
Okay. Man turns to public to fund drastic penis makeover after wife's comments.
Wait, okay, there's so many questions
okay.
I have just from that.
All right, so
he's obviously still married to the wife that wants him. Doesn't seem happy with the penis as it is.
So there's a GoFundMe site for this guy.
Of course there is.
He's relying on the kindness of strangers to address a couple of key issues he's having in his life.
Oh,
with his
my
penis.
Goodness.
Okay. So what he's after is, oh, there's a list. Holy shit.
Oh,
so he would like to have a vasectomy.
Oh.
A circumcision.
Oh.
And a penis enlargement.
Don't they
so
just make a pump for that?
That's I. You know, that's not permanent, though, I don't think. That's like a temporary thing.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so this is why. So here's his reasons for all of these things that he's saying
all
right, right now. Okay, the first is he's adamant that he does not want to have any more children.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
And so, well, he only has... Well, it says they had their first child a year ago, and it's as great as our little girl is. I'd like her to be the last one we ever have.
Oh, my gosh.
Or he just doesn't want to
wow.
go through any more pregnancies.
One and done on that
oh.
one. Okay.
Good thing he said the thing in there about how much he loves this little girl.
Yeah.
I mean, one and done.
That's
yeah.
one
yeah.
and done. And they can barely afford one, let alone many more. So help, please help neuter me.
That's pretty great.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so besides his eagerness to not overburden the planet, that is not the most crucial procedure. That's the most expensive surgery, but not the most important.
Oh.
He requires a circumcision and a penis enlargement. And it's he says it's his wife's disappointment with his micro penis. That's
oh,
wow.
Hey, she knew before she married him, I
yeah.
would imagine, right?
Unless
so,
she was a virgin.
Well, but she
yeah.
still saw it.
You think she saw it before
felt
they got
it.
Married?
I would hope. I mean, even though you're not having sex.
You would hope so.
You would hope you would see what's under the hood, if you will.
There are those select few that save themselves for marriage, and you imagine the disappointment.
I mean, they don't ever see it, though? Like, they don't ever, like, go down there or just get curious?
But if it's the only one you've ever seen, how do you even know?
Oh,
true. So she probably saw others.
That's true.
And she knows it's teeny tiny, unless she's into porn.
Or maybe she's just now finding out about other...
Oh,
penises.
Which that would be a question he'd want to ask her about that.
Right.
Yeah.
He better. He should
that.
Be like, hey, you knew. Yeah. He should be asking some questions.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So this is a quote I'm quoting right now.
All right.
I will never be able to afford the surgery on my own. With your help, I can finally achieve my dreams of not having another kid and satisfying my wife.
That almost reminds me of the people with signs on the side of the road that like are literally asking for a snack or
yeah,
like, you know, I saw a sign once. I need to buy weed. I need weed. Please give me money or weed. It's like at least they're being honest
I know,
about
right?
it, I
not
guess.
Lie.
You know?
I
oh
need
my
some
God.
Drugs.
My favorite sign I ever saw was over in Seattle and it only read wife had better lawyer. That's the best sign ever. I gave that man $20.
Yeah.
He made me laugh that day.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just be honest, I guess.
Be
this is what this guy's doing.
Want.
Go fund me, right?
Yep.
So he's asking for the equivalent of 3,400 pounds. This is in the UK.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how many US dollars.
They have teeny weenies over there.
So he wants to help realize his dream and he's launched his crowdfunding page 9 months ago, but is still awaiting his first donation.
Oh!
No! Been 9 months. Wow.
Nobody wants to donate to that shit.
Well,
maybe Jethro's Random Stuff can donate $5.
We don't have $5.
Maybe Heather will donate $5 to his car. We can get him on the maybe if one.
I bet he's losing
happens.
Hope right now. He's just micro penis.
Why
isn't
his micro penis circumcised already? I thought that was done at birth.
Well, sometimes they don't do it.
No, not always.
Wait, was Chance's penis done at birth?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
Thor's is done.
But it's a choice that you have to make.
I've only seen the one penis.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people choose not to do it. So, you know.
Is both your husbands circumcised?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that seems like that's like
100%
right now.
Well, in America, that's the thing to do. But around the world, it's not always the thing to
do. Is that a luxury in some countries where you get circumcision?
Well, some people don't do it for religious reasons.
Oh, I don't know those reasons.
So, yeah. There's a
so
lot of reasons.
You go to hell if you get circumcised?
No.
Oh.
It's just...
Wait, do you go to hell if you don't get circumcised?
No.
Oh.
Nobody's going to hell for their penis choices.
Well, and I have to share something. I probably shouldn't share this. I hope my husband or his twin brother doesn't hear this ever. But, so my husband's circumcised. So my husband's an identical twin. He's circumcised, but his twin brother is not.
How did that happen?
What?
And I'm not sure. The twin brother was... a preemie because my husband took all the nutrients and he was like big and fat and like his twin was
fuck
like
you, man.
And they're identical, aren't
they're
they?
Identical twins and
oh,
so,
that's so weird.
The identical twin did not, and I don't know why they chose to circumcise one and not the other. I think maybe to tell them apart. I don't know.
Or maybe the mom saw
but
the
I
first
only,
one done and freaked out and was like
maybe,
doing the second one.
But I only know that because my sister-in-law asked me once if my husband was circumcised because
they look a lot different when they're not circumcised, right?
Oh, yes.
They like have a turtleneck that goes over, like they're pulling
off
a turtleneck every
what's
time,
like
right?
What's like an anteater? I think it looks kind of like an ant eater or snuffleupagus.
So I don't know.
That's
or
I've seen one.
Something.
I think I've seen one when, on a porno once.
Yeah, I think I've
seen. And then
yeah.
It literally looked like the whole skin was pulling over top the head
yeah.
every time.
Like
there
you have
was
to pull it back to see what's happening.
See the head, yeah. You got to expose it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's peeling like a banana.
It's like revealing. Yeah.
Well, then it peels back on.
Probably not as rough as a banana, but you know, you get the idea. Sorry. So
yeah. Anyway,
sorry.
What were we talking about again? I'm sorry.
Penises.
Oh, so the micro penis. So what does the wife have to say about this? Is there updates?
There's like nothing with the wife. It's like, and so I'm like, that's
he may not be married anymore.
Well, and I'm thinking, you know, you marry this guy, you already had one kid with them. Isn't that kind of bitchy to be like in public saying that shit?
But it doesn't say on there that she went public with this. It might be like behind closed doors and he went public with it. Because she's penis shaming him behind doors possibly.
Yeah. So he's trying to make her happy.
Yes. But then she's throwing her under the bus.
I think it kind of makes her seem like a bitch.
It does.
Yeah.
It does make her look really bad. But what if... I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. What if she's just never come because his lack of penis?
Well, and what if you were the daughter and you saw that your dad was like, yeah, we had you and we're never going to have another.
Yeah.
Imagine how that would feel. Be like, what was wrong with her?
Yeah.
What kind of a baby was that?
Yeah.
That he does not want to have any more kids now.
Either it's like you're perfect and no one could ever outdo you, so we're not having another one.
Or you were that
you
bad.
You suck. And having children was a fucking nightmare, and I'm not doing that again.
It'd be hard not to go with the second one on that.
It would be hard. It would be really hard.
I mean,
what would your friends at school think?
And then are they going to talk about the micro penis, or are they going to talk about you? Like, which one are they going to talk about? Because there's so much to
talk
about.
They're going to talk about the micro penis. That's the main show here.
Yeah,
is micro penis.
And everybody, your friends are talking at school about that.
No, like, what do we consider a micro penis?
I
like,
say we post a picture. Can we reply and say please post a picture?
Yeah, we need to have a picture of this micro penis. I mean, are we talking?
Post a picture.
Are we talking the size of a pinky? Are we talking?
No,
I mean, come on, because there's many different descriptions of a micro penis. Are we talking like a pimple on a set of balls? I mean, what are we talking about here?
A mosquito bite or a pinky?
It's, you don't know. You don't know.
I'm so glad girls don't have to worry about this.
Right.
Although I did read a thing that's from a gynecologist that said there's like, I don't know, 10 different kinds of pussies out there.
What?
Like we have all different shaped ones. There's weird ones. There's some that are separate. Some that are really closed all the time. Some that are a little more puffy. I mean, they all have different, like there's a triangle one. There's an oval one.
Well, you know,
I don't even know what mine is.
I was going to say, honestly, I haven't even looked at my own. So I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. I know it's hard for me to get a camel toe. So I think I have one of those that has like the big things that go over top of it. So it doesn't go in there. I don't know. Maybe I have a puffy one. I don't know.
This episode is totally going down the drain right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Robin.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow. Wait. Hey, you know what? I'm going to change the subject.
I would.
Because this is. Okay. All right.
Wait.
Happy birthday, Erin.
Thank you.
Wait. You didn't talk about your pussy.
I just said I've never looked at it. So.
Well.
Okay.
Let's get a mirror.
Yeah. Let's figure this shit out here.
Holy.
Any hoozle. But again, the GoFundMe is very popular, but I did hear that you don't get 100% of your money when you do
so
sign up for the GoFundMe.
So GoFundMe takes some of it, huh?
I heard.
They probably take a percentage.
I heard it's actually quite a bit.
Costs, I'm sure.
Oh, so if you have like a $10,000 relief fund on GoFundMe and you only get 1,000 out of the 10, that's not good.
Yeah. And I think you actually can falsify what you're really wanting to purchase with the money you get, right? I don't think
probably.
You have to. I mean, you could totally lie about this
shit.
Sure,
anybody can.
Yeah.
I actually knew of one person, not a friend, but it was like a friend of, well, it was actually a customer of a friend and totally lied about a dog.
Yeah.
And.
Ow. Well, people will lie to get money.
Ow.
Oh, let me see.
What is it?
That was in my ankle. Ow.
Sorry.
Is that a pebble?
It's a goat head.
It's a goat head.
Oh, a goat head.
In my ankle.
Oh,
at least it wasn't in your ass this time.
Well, last time it was in my ass.
Oh, do the cats bring it in?
Probably.
Yeah.
Then I sat on it, and then somehow Kobe got it stuck in her at some point because I put it somewhere else after it came out of my ass.
No, I just picked it up and took a picture of it. I posted that shit. I'm gonna. Post
I know,
because
it's literally. I was like wondering. I was like, "There's a stabbing pain in one of my cheeks. Yeah, it's okay." Because I had wine. I didn't care. And then after a while, it got really bothersome. So then I ended up pulling this big,
You're
huge
like,
goat
that
head.
That one was huge.
That was like this was big of a goat head. That was all like embedded in my ass cheek.
That was the size of a quarter she just showed me.
It was like,
everyone
well,
that
it was
cannot
a little shy.
This.
We're going to say it probably a dime.
Oh, okay.
Well,
size of a dime.
Maybe
it,
nickel,
it was. I have a picture of it.
We posted it on
it
Facebook.
The stabby thing was huge, though. It was
the
really
stabby
long.
Thing was pretty
the
long.
Stabby
at least
part.
It was at least like 200ths of a thou long.
Yeah. At least.
At least.
I have one more fucked up news story.
We want to hear
I
it.
Saw. I didn't print it out.
Okay, let's hear this.
But
this does it talk about penises or vaginas?
No.
Okay, great.
This was in Spain that this happened. So this guy, he was a civil servant, so he worked for the government in some capacity. I don't know what he was the manager of a wastewater plant. That's what it was. One of the managers there. So they were getting ready to commend him with 20 years of service because he had been working there for so long.
Yeah.
And so they were putting together this this award for him for 20 years of service when they discovered that he hadn't come to work for the last 6 years.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He was still on the payroll.
Oh.
He got paid for 6 years not working.
Yes. Yes.
How does that happen?
And he had like an office and there was like somebody across the hall from him. They're like, well, yeah, we noticed he hadn't been coming in, but we didn't know. Like
for
thought,
6 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so,
whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy needs to actually start touring the world with seminars. And explain how you get paid. For not going to work.
For 6 years.
That's impressive.
What was he doing? Have we heard from the man? Is
I
he
don't
still
know
alive?
What he was doing. He's alive. He just like stopped going to work and nobody fucking noticed. And they kept paying him.
Why well, I mean? Well, why the hell would he say anything?
He was a manager at a wastewater plant, not like the head guy, but one of the sub managers, oh. And like he had like a guy that worked across the hall from him.
But
he
I mean,
had,
like
his own office. But the guy
so
was like,
random.
"Well, I assumed he quit or got fired.
This is
he's
why
not here." But nobody said anything, and they just kept paying him.
Well, this is why managers shouldn't micromanage their employees. Obviously, they know what the fuck they're doing because they did it on their own for 6 years.
I was going to say, yeah.
Don't micromanage your employees, guys.
That's just really weird to me that someone can be getting paid and no one noticed that there's no anything happening.
And
like
they're
no
getting
production,
ready to
no
give him an achievement for 20 years of service and he hasn't been there for 6 years.
So they're like, he's great. He doesn't complain at all.
Do they cross off the 20 and put 14 on there?
I don't know. I believe that he got sued, and but he only has to pay back the wages, but only for like the last 2 years.
Oh,
because
wow.
It's like
he gets to keep the first four.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think he came out on top.
I would love to see that. I wish Oprah was still around, like the Oprah show. Like, get him on that show. Or Ellen DeGeneres. Let's bring him back, pull up that story, and let's just see his rebuttal.
So
I want to hear this.
Yeah.
So, like, can we back this up one bit? Because I'm so out of this. There's no Oprah show now.
No, Oprah's done. She has a network now, but there's no longer like
a
show.
She doesn't do her actual talk show anymore.
Well, she does
all
like masterpiece things and like interviews like
her
super
talk
powerful
show's
people.
Been done for like a while. Yeah,
I don't follow it, obviously. You know what I like to do? I like to watch the favorite things at Christmas.
Oh, that was fun.
And wish I was in the audience
to
get those.
But Ellen
those
does that
things.
Now.
She
Ellen,
does?
Ellen's been doing that, the 12 days of Christmas.
Can
and
we
that's
all go,
hard as shit.
Can we go to Ellen?
I would love to. I've been trying to for years.
Have you?
It's super hard.
How do we get in?
You have to like email them and call and write letters. And it's like a process. And they just can pick you. And then
wait. So like if I was calling, because ask Kobe.
The 12 days you have to, it's a very special reason for the 12 days.
I'm pretty persuasive.
Maybe if she listened to our podcast, she would invite us.
Ellen.
Not after dialed up penis talk.
Yeah, she may frown
upon
that.
But I talked
that.
About vaginas too. And that was nice. Yes, that was nice.
Maybe, yeah.
And
I
think
don't know.
I think Ellen and her beautiful wife are great.
We can try.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring us on that show. I'm going to go for this now because once I get my mindset to something, I usually always achieve it.
That okay, let's go for my birthday.
For your birthday?
Yeah.
But it might be, they probably do it in November when they film it in November.
Yeah.
She has a new show every day, right? Yeah. So they
but we
want
to go for
the
gifts.
Well, it's really hard to get in for the 12 day. I mean, you have to literally be someone who's been in the audience that wins a time to come back or you've done something so amazing that she brings you there for that.
Oh, good.
It's like special.
We do. We have it. We have the podcast. So
but we
good.
Have to
we're,
be.
We're in.
Are we,
we're
are we
so
giving?
In.
Are we doing? You know, we have to give our life to
I
orphans.
I have 19 animals.
That's right.
Yes, you actually might. Let's tell that story to Ellen.
She has her own freaking farm.
I do. Yeah. I have my own shelter that I don't
a rescue.
Adopt out of.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's actually
this
legit.
Could work.
Yeah,
I work my ass off on them.
Let's do it.
Every day.
This could work.
They're my life.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it too.
I'm going to have the rest of this wine.
You go for it.
We're going to go on Ellen.
And I'm going to hopefully, you know, learn about a lot of new products I don't know about when I go on.
I just still think that's cool that you can be gone 6 years. Nobody noticed. Payroll lady still's paying you. She's like, I don't know what he does, but he makes good money.
Dr. Justin, if you're listening to my podcast right now, which I know you're not, but if you do, you remember how you told me that thing about that you thought I could work from home some of the time? What if we just did that for the next 6 years straight and we just pay me my normal wage? And I think about the village every single day for 6 more years.
Except for he's going to notice you're not there.
But I'm telling him
right
now.
You're his main assistant.
I'm telling him right now. I'm going to work from home. Send them to me and I'll do my part at home. Does that work?
Only if you have a robot that you're controlling from home.
Although they have to just drive to where I'm at. See the filter there? Was that great? I didn't say where I lived. She doesn't have to go back and edit it.
They
can drive all the way to where I live. I could put the matrix on and that kind of stuff. And then they could drive back. Does that work? I think that works.
I don't know. But what's that movie with Bruce Willis? And he gets into that little pod and he has a little Surrogate. Oh, it's Surrogate. The movie called Surrogate. And it's the robot. There's a you guys need to watch that. It's kind of creepy, actually. But as they get old, it's in the future, and Bruce Willis, they go into like this tanning bed looking thing, and they control a robot that looks super lifelike but super young, and however they want it to look, like super beautiful. And then they control it, and then it goes to work and it goes grocery shopping.
Does it look like them?
Yes, it looks like them, but a younger, more beautiful version of them. Probably them when they were very young and beautiful.
Well, do people even think that's them?
Why do they do this?
But they do it all because everybody does it, and it's the future. And then if somebody gets run over, it's not you. It's your surrogate, and you can just get a new surrogate.
So the surrogate's all beautiful and fit, and you're just...
And you can be transgender.
And fat
you can be,
in your little tiny bed.
Yep, and they actually showed a one little shot of that, this really overweight guy.
But his was
being, he was being a really hot, young 20-year-old.
That's what I'm saying. It's like his counterpart that he has shipped out there that looks like him was a false advertisement.
Yes, exactly. And then they can, like... do it and stuff, but I don't know how that
actually
really works.
Fuck other people when they're like,
well,
that?
I don't, yeah, but I don't know. It's like robot.
I wonder
shit,
if the robot can reproduce.
No.
So then you take the whole thing out. You can have the one night stand without reproducing.
Yeah.
If you're
and
the
it's
robot.
Like robot. So now, you're like watching it through these goggles. So
are they, so they're kind of enjoying it too then.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's some pleasure cause they've like hooked up some pleasure sensories and shit. But it's kind of weird, but
never heard of it.
It's surrogate.
Surrogate. We're going to
like
a
surrogate, like person that carries a baby.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Surrogate.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I looked for one
check
of those
it out.
Once upon a time.
Might be on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime.
We'll have to look at that. Why do you have a white fluffy kitty right there?
This is.
It's a fake kitty.
Because Paisley was playing with it.
Oh, okay. And it's just still there.
And it's just still right here.
That's perfect. Paisley is Kobe's beautiful granddaughter.
Yeah. So she was here a couple days ago. And so she's playing with all my little stuffed animals.
Nice.
And my kittens. Making sure everybody knows they were not to touch her shoes.
Because those were hers.
These are my shoes. That's what she said. These are my shoes.
Well, how are we doing?
We're doing really good. I was going to mention one more thing.
Awesome. I want to hear it.
Last week we talked about Area 51.
Yes.
Storming Area 51.
Yes, what's happened with that?
There's now you can now buy yourself an insurance policy against getting abducted by aliens.
How about the insurance policy of not getting shot by our government?
No, that's your own damn fault. So,
because I feel like that could actually happen.
Wow, more than 6,000 people have taken out alien abduction policies, each worth the equivalent of £8 million in compensation.
Do you know what? If an alien wants to abduct me, go ahead. It probably might be a better life than I have right now, which is pretty damn good.
Yeah,
because obviously, if they're able to abduct people from other other planets, they're doing better than us.
They actually and they even cover. it says they promise clients cover for supernatural sites such as Area 51.
Oh,
but not for shooting them, because that's what's going to actually be their demise if they storm it.
No, if you get shot because you're dumb and you went on a government military facility without proper authorization,
it's actually a military.
And you get shot, that's your own damn fault.
Yeah. They train
but
you.
There's signs up also.
If an alien ship comes down and beams you up, your family could get millions. I'm just saying.
Part of me thinks this could be a scam.
Oh, shit. This says there's a catch.
Of course there's a catch.
They will only pay $1 per year over a 10 to 20 million year period.
What? And people bought into this shit?
Oh, my God.
So you only get a couple bucks? If you're gone for two years, you get
$2? $1?
$2 if you're gone for 2 years.
What?
How much do you have to buy in for this shit?
Who's going to collect it in 20 million years?
So wait, you have to wait 20 million years to get your buck?
You get a buck a year for 20 million years. So it's $20 million, but you get a buck a year.
Oh my.
But you're not even going to have people that
your
gonna
family
be ascendants.
Your family gets a buck a year.
So people actually fucking bought into this?
Yeah, 6,000 people. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you got Jetheronians. You're not one of those 6,000, are you?
Nobody ever do that.
Don't be
please.
One of those people. No.
What the hell? People are dumb.
Don't be the dumb ones. Don't
read
that
the
guy.
Fine print, people.
Don't be
no
that guy.
Alien insurance for anybody.
No, the aliens are. If there's aliens, which I'm pretty positive there are, they're just going to help us if we can just let them in. Just let them in.
Just let them do it.
I mean, how much worse can it get?
Well.
I mean, it could get worse.
It could get pretty bad.
It's true, but I mean, seriously, it could get that bad without the aliens.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's very true.
That's me.
Maybe
filtering.
The aliens would save us. Maybe it's going to get bad because of other reasons, and the aliens would be saving us.
They could,
and
be.
Not harming us.
They
you never
be.
Know.
Well, maybe they'll just take us away from this country or this planet that's failing.
They could come down and say, you know what? Y'all have fucked up your planet.
Yep.
We're going to come and fix it for you, but there's going to be some stipulations.
Yep. You're going to have our alien babies for us. And all the fertile women are going to turn into handmade alien ladies.
Yes.
Aaron and Jacoby and me, guess what? We're not one of them.
Nope. I would be a Martha. Or
I'll be a Martha.
I don't know what I'm going to be, but I'm going to be a Heather.
I'll be hung on the wall, probably.
Why would you be hung on the wall?
Because I will not acquiesce to
yep.
their wishes.
So on The Handmaid's Tale, if you are a woman that are not able to bear children, you're either a Martha or you get hung on the wall or you go to the colonies or...
Wait, what's the wall hanging? Like your
they
art?
Will kill you. If you're gay or if yeah. you're... Yeah, if they find out you're gay.
Oh, so you're dead when you go on the wall?
Yeah,
yeah
they hang
they
you.
Hang
you're
you.
Dead.
Like, they hang
yeah.
you.
Oh, it's like a hanging.
Yes.
Yeah, a hanging.
I just
old
thought they
leave their body there for everybody else to look
to
at
see.
As a reminder of why you should behave.
Yeah.
Or else you're going to get hung.
But all they yep. did was not be able to bear children.
Yeah, but you're useless then.
Yep, you're useless. And if you resisted them, goner.
Yep.
Bye-bye. On the wall.
Whatever. I'm going to be the dictator of the Handmaidens.
I have a feeling if Heather tries to watch this show, that she's going to be pissed off at
she's
first like I was.
So pissed
and
off.
And be throwing
and
shit at the TV.
She's going to be like, fuck that shit.
Yeah. It made me really mad at first. But then by the third or fourth episode, I was hooked and binged watched the shit out of that.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Because it's like. I don't know. You
How
may
many
or may
episodes
not like it,
do
though.
I have to watch this?
Well, it's three seasons.
Either one of you guys have watched my Trailer Park Boys all the way to the fourth episode.
I do need to watch the Trailer Park Boys.
Four
I
episodes
know.
Minimum.
I tried.
Four. She only did one. Kobe only did one. She did not listen to my four episode minimum. Because everyone hates it on the first one. And I told you that.
I know, I'm sorry.
I told you
I just
it
haven't got
it.
Back to it. I'm sorry.
Is
I'm
it
sorry.
Ricky? Was it Ricky that bothered you?
I don't even remember. I was just like, this is dumb.
I told you it was dumb, but it's entertaining. You have to do four episodes.
It's on my list. I have a huge list.
God damn it.
A huge list.
And so how many episodes is the Handmaid's Tale thing?
So Handmaid's Tale,
do I have to watch?
First one.
Season one, I think, is 10 episodes.
Well,
season
I'm saying how many episodes
13.
Do I have to give it before I would give it?
I would say three or four.
So we're going to go with the four, that's just like Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
I think four is basically the amount.
I was hooked
everyone.
After the first one or two.
Were you? I was hooked, but I was pissed.
Oh, I was too.
I was
pissed.
Like really mad. Like, do I even want to watch this? Because I'm just so mad.
I know.
Like, how
I'm
can
like,
we can have a show
where's
about
your
this?
Fucking gun, lady?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. You can pry that out of my cold, dead hands, yeah. right?
All them all taking their babies from them.
They do.
Well,
I know they do.
And the storyline is kind of like you kind of have to have ADD when you watch it because it skips back and forth between past, present, future quite
a bit.
Oh,
that's okay for me.
And so you kind of, it's actually good for people who have a hard time paying attention. So you don't get bored at all because it's constantly like back and forth, back and forth. And that's what kind of makes it interesting, though.
When they go in the past and they show kind of how it happened
yes,
and stuff,
like,
that's
yeah.
when you're thinking, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get out.
So get out, dude. Yeah. It's just like your adrenaline surges through your veins and you just get excited.
Yeah.
If the three of us were on the show, what do you think our three roles would be?
We'd all be dead.
Yeah. What? We'd all be on the wall?
Because we'd be trying to escape that shit. We'd be like resisting.
So if you don't go on the wall and you can't have kids, what do you do?
You're a Martha.
What's
and
a Martha?
She's like a maid. Pretty much the
like
bitch
the
maid.
Like the cook slash maid.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, whoa. How do I be the bitch that gets the baby?
Well, you have to be married to one of
the high-ranking
officials.
Well, duh, that's what I would be doing.
No, because you have to be totally subservient to them.
No,
yeah.
I'm the high-ranking person, and
no,
the husband
the
is
women
not.
Are not. No rights.
Oh. Women have no rights. Yeah. I know. That's why I'm like, I don't know.
I guess I'd be on the wall.
Yeah.
You'd be on the wall. You would instantly be on the wall. They'd be like, nope.
I'll just walk over the wall and wait. Yeah.
But the thing is you try to get to Canada, because in Canada, women have rights, and women are like we are today in Canada.
So why wouldn't we make it to Canada?
It's modern times.
Modern times.
So why wouldn't we all make it to Canada?
That's what everybody's trying to do.
It's only the United States that's bad. Mm-hmm. That's like
United States.
Because nobody can conceive.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How about Mexico?
Mexico's good.
Why are we going to Canada?
Well,
let's go to the tropics.
Well, in the story, the person that's in the story is closer to Canada.
Yeah.
It's an easier trip. But like the premise is like nobody can get pregnant. Nobody can conceive. It's super like the world.
Everybody's
is becoming, it's like
becoming sterile.
An epidemic that nobody can have any children.
And they're
children.
Trying to save the United States pretty much, or save the world, because
they think
they're doing a good deed, but really it's like evil and horrible and...
And it's just the United States is doing this. So all the other countries are happy-go-lucky and fine.
But they're trying to get the other countries to see what they're doing and trying to impress these other countries to try to get that
so
type
just like
of thing
modern
going.
Day right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it's not going to be the best for everybody.
But it's crazy. You just have to watch it.
I will try my hardest to watch it. I have to get through my Shark Weeks right now because that's what's going on right now.
Oh, I love Shark Week.
You know, there was Shark Fest. National Geographic Channel did Shark Fest.
What's Shark Fest?
Never heard of it till to this year. 2 weeks of shark shows that I have never
Shark Fest?
That I've never seen. Not one episode. It's not like Shark Week where they're all repeats.
What?
Yeah.
What channel is this?
National Geographic Channel.
Oh.
So I don't remember the exact channel, but I've had it on it for a week and a half now. And I guess Shark Week's going right now, too.
Oh, I'm going to have to go watch.
Yeah.
I love Shark Week.
Well, but Shark Fest is better, in my opinion. Because Shark Fest has all new shows we've never seen before.
Oh, I want to watch it.
And remember, in Shark Week, I've been watching since the very first year of Shark Week when I was 8.
Yeah.
So they're not new to me.
Yeah.
They're very old. Yeah. So Shark Fest has been like a nice fresh air.
Sweet.
So all
everybody
you shark nerds out there, you go watch your Shark Fest.
Go watch Shark Fest.
And Shark Week.
And watch Megalodon.
Megalodon.
Watch The Handmaid's Tale. Do not start a GoFundMe page for your penis.
and try the Trailer Park Boys.
Go to work. And if you're going to quit, tell somebody because they won't notice you're gone for 6 years.
If you don't want to work, watch the Trailer Park Boys and get some tips.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's
how they do go to jail a lot, so maybe don't get the tips from
them. Don't go to jail.
Yeah, don't go to jail. Although the Canada jail looks like it's pretty okay.
It's probably nicer up there.
Well, they say the food's better in America.
Really?
That's what they say on the show. Because they go to prison in both countries
they go
in
to prison
the show.
A lot.
But like they say in Canada, they can drink, they can smoke weed.
Hey.
And they get to have parties.
Hey.
Which involve the correctional officers. Yeah. And then, yeah, they get a little sad when they get out of jail because it's not as easy as it is on the
inside.
Party's
over.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Okay.
It's been a great episode.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Aaron. Happy birthday.
Thank you for the gifts.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you for all the gifts.
Yay.
Yay. So.
Oh, you got a smell. You got a kiss on the head now.
There you go.
There we go. Little Patroni.
Thank you for listening. I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make a...
Jether!
Woo! Give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah, we didn't say fuck off this time.